Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadam Hilchus Shabbos, and we're learning the Klal Yitzayin, which is the Lachos of Teichin. And in that context, we've been discussing taking medication on Shabbos. There's obviously much more to talk about, and the Chayyadam does have a Klal about this in Klal Samotes. And we get to there, we will clarify more points about that. Be'ezras Hashem, we shall live and be well to reach that point. Just before we walk away from these topics, I just want to clarify a few more points. One is, let's create a hierarchy of different levels of illness and what is going to be mutter, what is going to be us. So we spoke about a person who's a nafal mishkov. He became ill enough, he's nafal mishkov, he's allowed to take medication. Are there any other heterim which come with that person who's not enough for the mishkov, does he cannot take medication, or does he have any heterim? So obviously the first level of illness is a person who's a chalashesh b'sakana, a person who is in a situation where it's a life-threatening type of situation. If the situation is not addressed, there's a danger to the person's life, the person might die. Excuse me. Pekul Nefesh is Doicha Shabbos, and a person is allowed to do any of the Malacha Durbano or Duraisa for the purpose of saving a life. However, in that there are two types of situations. There's a situation which is acute, it's an emergency. In that situation, a person should not attempt to and do anything. You ask a guy to do it, he should not try and do it with a shinoi. He should do whatever has to be done, he should do it with alacrity. The person is a person even goes and asks halacha questions in that situation, he's equivalent to being a murderer. The halacha is your person mechal Shabbos immediately. We do have situations where they are life-threatening, but it's not acute. It's not a rush that you have to do within the next few minutes. It has to be done, but we can take our time. In that situation, we have a concept of a kal kodem. If we can minimize the isser, we should minimize the isser. So a person has an option of doing it with a goy. A person should have a goy do it instead. A person can do it with a shinui. A person should do it with a shinui. And so those situations, a person should minimize the malacha involved. So for example, a woman who is giving birth, we consider childbirth is potentially dangerous to one's life. So we're allowed to be mechal Shabbos for that. So if a woman is giving birth imminently, though, that is a level of sakana, which do whatever you have to be done right away. If she's going to the hospital, it's clear she's going to be giving birth soon, but there's time. So better to have a goy drive than have a Jew drive. Person should get a taxi, an Uber, a neighbor who they take, a non-Jewish neighbor, to drive them instead of driving themselves. The next level is Sakana Saver. So the concern over here is if it's not addressed, the person might lose use of a part of their body, not in a way which will eventually become life-threatening. Certain types of losses of uses of the body potentially can become life-threatening. But we know that it's not a life-threatening issue, but a person might lose use of a limb. That's called Sakana Saver. One cannot be mechal Shabbos on a malacha d'oraisa to save an aver of the person, to save a limb of the person. But a person can do any drabanon that he himself, he doesn't need to get a goy. He can do any drabanon which is necessary to save the function of that individual's aver. And he can ask a goy to do any malacha, even any malacha d'oraisa. There's no need to hint. A person says it directly. A person says it without any, explains what needs to be done, and that's all fine. On the third level, this was called the chalashem b'sakana. There's no threat. There's no threat to the person's life. It's not life threatening. It's not limb threatening, but the person is incapacitated. They're nafal mishkov. They're in bed. The whole body is weakened because of it. So, a person who is a nafal mishkov, we cannot do any derisa for that person, obviously. A person cannot do any derabanan for that individual. A person can ask a goy to do any malacha, even a derisa. A person can ask a goy to do any malacha directly without a need for a hint. So a person in the hospital, they're not life-threatening, but they're in the hospital because they're not well, and they want to ask the nurse to make them more comfortable. They can ask the nurse to raise the bed, lower the bed, even though it's done with electricity. They can ask the non-Jew to do what we need to turn on a light, turn off a light, to make the individual more comfortable, etc. So any malacha, even at the raisa, can be done through a non-Jew. Doing a drabanon. So there are different opinions. Can we do a drabanon for the purpose of a chayla shein bo sakana? That a person, we paskin, the Shulchan Aruch brings different opinions, and he paskins that a Jew can do malacha for the person who is a nafal lemishkav, a drabanon with a shinoi. A drabanon with a shinoi. A drabanon regularly is going to be usur for chayla shein bo sakana. Taking medication is mutter. So that's a chiddush over here. Even though taking medication is not called doing a malacha. It's taking medication. It's gzera oto malacha. Something which is a form of something which parallels the idea of doing a malacha. For enough of the mishkan, one cannot do that except with a shinoi. Okay, we'll clarify the two. There are two more dargas we'll talk about, Bessus Hashem, in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.